bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Well, welcome everyone. Welcome to the show. I am so totally jazzed today. We have just completed the weekend at the Sacred Activism Conference. What can I say about this conference? I mean, what do you think it would be like just being able to hang out with people like Dr. Jean Houston, Carolyn Mace, Barbara Marks Hubbard, who is my guest today, Paul Ray, the author of Cultural Creatives, Dr. Richard Levine, Marianne Williamson, and many, many other people. And this Sacred Activism Conference was the first of many that will be held across the country. And so just keep that in mind. Remember that phrase, sacred activism, so that when you're searching the web and you're looking for something to do, or if you're interested, you can go to www.wisdomuniversity.org. wisdomuniversity.org, and let Jim Garrison know that you are interested in having a conference such as this one in your city. But let me tell you a little bit about today's show. Today's show is with an individual that who has created a platform for each and every one of us to look at our world, look at it in a way that allows us to expand our consciousness and at the same time invites us to change the world that we live in. I'm talking about noted author, futurist, citizen diplomat, and social architect Barbara Marks Hubbard. She is at the forefront of an emerging post-conventional worldview, a quantum change of epical magnitude comparable to the Renaissance and the Enlightenment periods. Now, what do I mean by this? She has dedicated her life to unleashing evolutionary forces, embodying intensified creativity, deepening spirituality, and environmental systems awareness. This is what Barbara calls conscious evolution. And unlike futurists, usually with grandiose visions, just absolutely beyond anything you and I could ever imagine, she is actually codifying this into a cohesive social potential movement. And so I've had the honor of having this conversation with Barbara, the one that you will hear in a few minutes, and at the same time spending some time with her. I would also like to mention a very, very special moment where on Friday, as I did my show from a remote broadcast from the conference, I had in front of me two individuals, pioneers in the field, Barbara Marks Hubbard and, of course, Dr. Jean Houston, sitting in front of me, and it was clear to me that this perhaps was a pivotal moment for both of them. They had not, I don't believe, up until this point, actually gotten together to bring their individual perspectives to the table and to talk about integrating and melding the philosophies that they have had all their lives and the current project. So what I'm excited to share with you is that Barbara Marks Hubbard and Dr. Jean Houston, in that moment, you'll hear parts of that interview at a future date, have made a commitment to look at their individual work, the work that they bring out into the world, and see where the common threads are and what they can do together. And that's very, very exciting. Very exciting. Now, in terms of the Dr. Pat Show, that's what you are listening to right here. We have got a number of announcements to make. We are branching out and expanding, and beyond Voice America, you'll be able to hear us Wednesday night at 6 on bbsradio.com. That's Wednesday night at 6 on bbsradio.com. And in June, we will be starting two shows on healthylife.net. In addition, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, you can hear us right over the Internet. Go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. You can tap into my show out of Seattle. So let me not keep you waiting with this amazing interview that I had with Barbara Marks Hubbard. And let's take a short break. When we come back from the break, you will be hearing my interview with Barbara, and I will join you at the end of the show to talk a little bit about how you can participate in conscious evolution. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and coming to you live right here every Tuesday at 7 a.m. on Voice America, the world's leader in Internet talk radio. We'll be right back.
The authority in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Sitting by the fire, making memories. Let's pass around the coffee, hear the whisper in the trees. Another day behind us, the moon is on the rise. Finding your music with Ava tonight.
Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 a.m. for Finding Your Music here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. You're invited to attend American Pacific University's Clinical Hypnotherapy Seminar, August 11th through the 13th in Seattle for 40% off. Hypnosis is a scientifically verified and effective technique to help us change our lives. You'll learn how to guide yourself and others to lose weight, quit smoking, and be free of physical pain. Fascinating discussions, informative demonstrations, and interactive exercises will let you use hypnosis after only one weekend. Call 1-800-63-HYPNO or go to Pack.edu to learn more.
Hi, this is Rhonda Britton. You're listening to Crust Busting with Pat. She really is fantastic. She helps hundreds and thousands of people change their lives just like I do.
Bonjour, my name is Veronique Raskin. I founded the Organic Wine Company 25 years ago. If you love wine and have not tried our French wines, you are in for a treat. Nowadays, people everywhere are buying organic fruits and vegetables because they know they taste better. Organic grapes are so luscious. When turned into wine, you can really taste the difference with every sip. So our wines are delicious and eco-friendly. So I want to make it easy for you to try them out. Call me right away at 1-888-ECO-WINE and I will send you three of my favorite organically grown French wines at half off the regular price. That's just $25 plus shipping. Isn't that magnifique? I think so. If you don't share my enthusiasm, I'll gladly refund your money. So take me up on my offer and call me at 1-888-ECO-WINE. ECOWINE. Au revoir.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way? I spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
The powerhouse of Internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
I couldn't trust, caught your glove, time is up, cause I've had enough. brought her up, Christina Aguilera. That song is called Fighter. And the idea behind that song, very much in tune with what we're going to talk about today and with my very special guest, Barbara Marx Hubbard. This, you know, that song in particular is about never giving up. It's about knowing what your calling is. It's about having the courage to face what your calling is and then take it out into the world. And my guest today knows a little bit about that, Dr. Barbara Marx Hubbard. She has been a pioneer, and this is what I've said before. We're talking about creating positive options for the future of humanity. She has been doing this for over 40 years. Her work really begins early on, and we'll talk a little bit about this, working with Dr. Abraham Maslow, and you've heard me talk about him as well. And as I mentioned earlier, in 1984, her name was placed in the nomination for the Vice Presidency of the United States. And as part of that, listen to this, proposed a peace room in the White House. Now, today we're looking at a Department of Peace. But I tell you, Barbara was in on this gig early on in 1984. And as her work continued to evolve, you can see this in her five books, The Hunger of Eve, The Evolutionary Journey, Revelation, Our Crisis is a Birth, Conscious Evolution, Awakening the Power of Our Social Potential and Emergence, and Emergence, The Shift from Ego to Essence. There is so much we can talk about in terms of her work, but let me do this. Let me introduce you to an individual who has profoundly touched me in a way that enabled me to do this show, and I'd love to introduce you to Dr. Barbara Marx Hubbard. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
I'm very glad to be here, and thank you for everything you do.
Well, you know, there's so much to talk about. I'm glad you can join us for the show today. I would like to start off by asking a question that I ask everyone. And the question kind of goes like this. It actually came from one of my listeners because they really, you know, they hear me as being so, you know, chipper all the time. And so they said to me one day, listen, Dr. Pat, haven't you ever had a bad hair day? Haven't you ever had a day in your life where you've just been blocked by some obstacle? And I said yes. And so since that, I've asked everyone this question. What are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you, Barbara Marx Hubbard, has had to overcome to bring you to this moment in your life?
I think you might call it attachment to immediate results.
Uh-huh.
Because I have been very much of an evolutionary throw forward. I have seen what's coming, and I've attempted to actually practically put it into form, like running for vice president in 1984, getting my name placed in nomination. But then what? So I was able to demonstrate a lot of new seeds of social life. But to actually bring them into form that can endure, it has been very challenging for me. And then I would feel a failure, even if I did something amazing, be good, because it wasn't enough. And that feeling of not being enough, and it was an inner judge that said, you've got, you know, so all of that type of self-judgment through attachment to results.
So I have to tell you, I so relate to that. It's like I want things yesterday.
I do. And I mean, I'm a veteran in this. I started in the really early 60s, and I had this awareness. I call it Our Crisis is a Birth. We're emerging as a more universal human and humanity. And I felt that the minute people knew about this, that everyone would be changed. I was very naive in timing. But I've found, this is now 30 to 40 years of life, that every seed I planted is growing. And so that's true of all pioneering, real deep pioneers. So that now I'm 76 instead of 36. Every single seed, every effort I made is now revealing itself to be growing through partnerships and relationships. Some connected deeply with me, some that never heard of me, but I feel that the timing of our fulfillment is really not in our hands, but the planting of the seeds of new life is in our hands.
What is it that enables us, Dr. Hubbard, what is it that enables us to know that, one, we have a seed to plant, and two, to learn about the patience that it takes to watch that seed go into the abundance that we envision to begin with? And I ask you that question in terms of your work on conscious evolution as well as sacred activism.
Well, just as an analogy, I'm a mother of five children. And anybody who's ever been a mother or a father and looks at that newborn child is patient. Because there's absolutely no hint that what this child could be, but you learn as a parent to nurture and cultivate it. So in my work with conscious evolution, I became aware in 1966, after having read K.R. Desjardins, Sri Aurobindo, and Bucky Fuller and others like that, that we were entering a new phase of evolution, which is the shift from unconscious to conscious or choiceful evolution, that we can affect, that we are affecting our evolution by everything we do. And I was deeply aroused internally by the process of creation that was in myself. And I began to realize that the core, or the implicate order, or the divine intent of evolution is incarnate in individuals who then get the impulse to create. And that impulse is not just a personal project, it's the life force. It's the universal process of creation as you and me creating. And when you say yes to that, you're on a long distance ride.
It really is a long distance ride. And, you know, at the same time, I can't imagine being on a different ride for myself. Is that the way that you feel as well?
Well, you see, the thing that I've learned after my attachment to immediate results is the joy of co-creating. And, you know, I say from the shift from procreation, which you're joining genes to have the baby, which is very pleasurable. Nature made it pleasurable, or we wouldn't do it. And then co-creation is joining genius with others that activates your own genius and your own divine intent through joining. And I would say that the joy of joining, of co-creating, of finding partners in various initiatives has certainly been sustaining to me.
Yes, and for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so delighted to have you on the show today. You know, I have so admired all that you have done. And I think that it's worth just letting everyone know, really, in terms of the way that you have taken this out, this idea of conscious evolution, meaning, and I'll read this, and then I'd love for you to talk about it in the context of this up-and-coming conference.
Mm-hmm.
What I have is, you know, this conscious evolution, for those of you that have not heard the term before, and I'm going to be giving out the websites, by the way, it means that we must improve our ability to use our powers ethically and effectively to achieve a positive future. That is a very powerful statement, and for some people, they really are struggling to find a way to believe that they as individuals really have power at all today.
I know, because it's so easy to feel powerless in the face of things that don't work and that are breaking down and that are painful and actually violent and terrible. And it feels that you're impotent in the face of this. But what I do in that circumstance is I surf the spiral of evolution. And every single crisis life faced led to innovation and transformation or extinction. But the innovation and transformation is we are the actual inheritors of all of that. In our blood, in our bones, in our genes, in our brain is the billions of years of reproductive success, of life transcending its limits, of life overcoming challenges, whether it be single cells in the early seeds of life or the first early humans going through ice age after ice age and all the cataclysms of life. You know, if all of that has come before us and is encoded in us, it's arrogant to assume that we're doing this without the greater force of creation.
Yeah, it is arrogant to do that. And yet at the same time, I know that from my own personal story early on in my life, it's been like I've lived in a, sort of a blind spot. And so there's something that you talk about, which is self-evolution.
Yes. Well, there are three kinds of evolution that I've been focusing on: self-evolution, social evolution, and scientific technological evolution. Now, self-evolution is, I think, the becoming of a new species. It's not just better development of our current phase of existence. And I call this new human the universal human. This human has been gestating in the heart of humanity and the great avatars and geniuses and visionaries of humanity. But in general, most of us couldn't do it. I think due to the crisis on Earth, more and more people are literally popping from self-consciousness into a more cosmic, universal, spirit-based consciousness all on their own, even not related to a church. They may go to church or they may not, but it's an internal evolution. And I'm working now with Mary Manon Morrissey to develop what we're calling the first evolutionary advance for pioneering souls. And I've been working on evolutionary codes that unlock dormant potential to transform. I mean, literally to make a metamorphosis from Homo sapiens to Homo universalis. And if anybody is interested in that, we will have a telephone call, a free telephone call, May 10th and May 23rd at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Can I give the number?
I would love for you to do that. I was going to ask you. That would be perfect.
Okay. It's May 10th, May 23rd, 6 p.m. Pacific time. The call-in number is 1-620-294-4040. And the participant's passcode is 84811#.
Okay.
And that, you know, Mary is one of the great spiritual teachers of our time, and we've joined together at our own growing edge to provide for people these codes, and we'll have a once-a-week telephone conference call with mentoring and guiding in our genuine shift. And the key to the shift of self-evolution is the shift from ego to essence. And the essence is that self that's been guiding the higher voice, the Christ self, the God self, however you call it. That self is you, not an extraterrestrial or some great avatar who's no longer with us. The self, this is the continuing incarnation of self. And in my own life, I put the attention of my local egoic self on that higher self, and it began to come into my heart, into my solar plexus, and I've shifted identity to the essential self, who still has to guide my local self and get the work done in the world, but you reside in essence, which is your divine core.
And, you know, with your permission, I would love to take that information and make sure it's available on my website so that people can join in on the call. If you cannot make it on the 10th, Barbara, I think you were saying that the 23rd would be another opportunity to do this.
And correct. It also will be available on tape recording.
Okay. So I would love to direct people to participate in this. It's so needed in the world.
Thank you.
It is so needed in the world. And, you know, what do you make of this contrast? And maybe this is just me projecting, but this contrast in the world right now. On one hand, you have the extreme of violence. On the other hand, you have people such as yourself in Mary really taking this conversation to the next level. What do you make of this? Do you see that one is a cause, one is an effect, or that they're not related at all, perhaps?
Well, my metaphor is our crisis is a birth. And we know that a baby will die if it stays in the womb. We will die if we stay in the womb of self-consciousness, earthbound humanity. There, and the very crises we're facing of hunger, poverty, violence, disease, weapons, all of that, is actually an evolutionary driver of an ultimate order, because we finally could see we could cause our own extinction. That is the greatest wake-up call that the human species has ever had. And I actually would say that I know that that crisis is activating people like Mary and me and you by the millions to wake up and identify that in ourselves that is evolving, and both then evolving the self so that we no longer feel separate and failing, and then start to find the life purpose and the action that fulfills our own destiny in the world through joining to create. Now, the thing about that is that probably more people are doing that than in the history of humanity. And it looks to me like the crises, it's not necessarily that we're more violent. When you look at past history, humans have been slaughtering humans for 10,000 years. The minute we got surplus, we started to kill each other. It's innate. However, the very idea that we're not to kill each other, the very idea that we are to cooperate at this scale is being triggered by a global crisis. So there's something to be said on behalf of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think whatever the truth is, that by being called from within to best now is the best thing anybody can do, no matter what.
Mm.
You know?
Yes, I do agree. And, you know, and also the thing to really make note of is that there, everyone on the planet, and this is the sense I get from your work, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the sense that I get is everyone on the planet has the ability to create this positive change.
Well, everyone is a member of this one planetary body. We've seen ourselves in space. It's the truth. And getting to the spiritual activism event, self-evolution is the incarnation of the divine as you. Social evolution comes from each person expressing that unique creativity for the good of the and the whole. Now, what I see coming at the spiritual activism is, how do we translate into political form and social action this, both the inner development that we're feeling and the outer crises that we're facing? And in my language, we are inventing the evolution of democracy towards a synergistic democracy. A synergistic democracy would be a form in which each person is encouraged to give their best within the whole. It would connect up the creativity of what's emergent, what's creative, what's compassionate. And that was the idea of the Peace Room in the White House when I ran for vice president. It would be an office for the future to map, scan, and connect what's working. And once that starts to happen, we can take a quantum jump very, very fast.
Mm.
Just like we could go down fast toward devolution, I believe we can jump upward fast toward evolution, but only through the connectivity of that which is emergent.
I am totally there for you. And what I also know is what I've said before on the radio is, when you say yes to that leap, fasten your seatbelt, because it will manifest. Let's take a short break, Barbara. And when we come back, I'd love to open up the phone lines, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am here with Dr. Barbara Marks Hubbard. We are talking about conscious evolution and the upcoming Sacred Activism Conference. She is going to be involved in this conference in many ways. We are delighted to be welcoming her to Seattle one more time. Let me give out the phone numbers. Benny, you can help me with this if you don't mind. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527.
Or the lovely and beautiful toll-free number of 1-888-298-5569. Say it a little slower for y'all out there. 1-888-298-5569.
And don't forget, I'm plugged in. So you can send an email to me at live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. T-H-E-D-R. PatShow.com. I will get your question up in a short minute. And we, again, want to thank you all for listening. So very grateful to each and every one of you. Loving you every moment. Let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, more with Barbara Marks Hubbard.
Thank you.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com. For more information, call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
Gas prices are skyrocketing to over $3 per gallon and higher. Would you like to significantly increase your miles per gallon, extend your engine's life, and reduce toxic emissions? A revolutionary fuel enhancer used by the Chinese government, U.S. military forces, and many commercial truck fleets is now available to all of us. For information, call 1-877-919-5417. That's 1-877-919-5417. Visit EthosFuelPower.com. Get your Ethos Fuel Enhancer now.
The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to take the worry out of it and work with a professional from RE/MAX Champions. After all, RE/MAX sells more real estate than any other. Serving all of Western Washington, RE/MAX Champions alone sold over $100 million this past year. Call Dennis Sikowski at 888-62-DREAM. That's 888-62-DREAM for a friendly, candid, and professional conversation about your real estate needs.
Buy one conference pass at any level, get another free for the upcoming Sacred Activism Conference in Seattle, May 11th to the 14th. This exclusive offer for Dr. Pat listeners ends March 17th. Visit with people like Marianne Williamson. Talk with Andrew Harvey and Carolyn Mace. Experience a workshop with Dr. Gene Houston. Be energized by the keynote address of Robert Kennedy Jr. And join sacred activists from our own community. People like Reverend Kathy Ann Lewis, Rabbi Ted Falcon, Muslim Sufi Jamal Rahman, and many more. Music, sacred rituals, panel discussions, poetry, and lots more. Hang out with Dr. Pat as she does the Dr. Pat Show live from the Lynnwood Conference Center. Here's how it works. Register at wisdomuniversity.org. And where it says promo ID type, DRPAT01. That's DRPAT01. Simply add the name of the person you're bringing. This offer not applicable to student rate registration. For questions, call 415-561-2348. That's 415-561-2348.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Ah, here it is. Yes. Yes. Too dirty to clean my act up. You ain't dirty.
You ain't here to party.
Hey, smooth, gentlemen, move. Somebody ring me alarm.
All right, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show right here. And we are just having a great time. My guest today, and, you know, for those of you that are just tuning in, this is going to be a show that you're going to absolutely want to get off of the website, thedrpatshow.com. Let me just mention that we have all of the 2006 archives up. We are introducing with the new website next week over 200 archives in iTunes for you to podcast. This will be one of them. Many, many opportunities for you to plug in. Share with your friends. Let them know we're available. And this archive, this interview today, actually it's a conversation with Dr. Barbara Marks Hubbard, really speaks very, very loudly to the kind of invitation that we are presenting to you to really take it up a notch, take it to the next level. Barbara, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be there.
All right, Betty. We have a caller. Who do we have?
Well, we're going to bring on Melissa, who has a fabulous question for us today.
Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I'll make this as quickly as possible so then I can hang up and you can talk and answer the question. Okay. For a long time, my parents and I, at different stages, I'm sure, because I've never heard my parents talk about it, but so that means that tells me that a lot of people say this. There's something more. I want more. I want to know. I just want to know everything. So my question is now, I feel like there's a dam. It's a dam and there's a block and there's a buildup, and I'm sure other people feel this. My question is, how can we get past the block? How can we let the dam release and just let ourselves flow to be not only become better people, but raise ourselves to a better consciousness and a better level? Mm. And how do we as a society, as not only individuals, but as together, how do we as a human break the blockages that we all have to become one and to realize that we are all connected? And how can we as just human people, you know, just humans, just unblock ourselves and become that one consciousness? How do we do that? I'll hang up and thank you again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the question. Wow.
Well, that is a fundamental question for the whole human species. And I can tell you that what I've learned about it is to tune within to that essence of your being that's guiding you through your higher voice, your higher self, and incarnate it. I wrote it up in my book, Emergence. And then Mary Morrissey and I are going to work with codes that do exactly what you're saying. And I think that Pat will give you that further information. But here's the key. Don't be impatient with yourself. We're talking about the evolution of our species. This is not a new religion. This is not a new organization. It's a new person. It's probably as big a jump as from Neanderthal to Homo sapiens, because the type of human that we are becoming is not yet in dominion on this earth. We're popping up everywhere, but the institutions, the most of the media, the politics, the economics do not support this. So we need to connect with each other, just like we're doing right here on this phone. The two or more gathered in the name of the emergence of each person and their work in the world is the key. And there are countless paths or no paths, but I'm an evolutionary soul, so I've developed paths that is particularly for those who feel they are evolving humans, and very strongly for the feminine. And there's a new feminine archetype here, which I call the feminine co-creator. She's awakened from within by this passion that I hear in your voice, Melissa. And that passion is as strong as the passion when you're pregnant to give birth to that baby. This is the passion to give birth to the self and the world. And actually, it's the strongest force on earth. Self-preservation, self-reproduction, self-expression, and self-evolution is where we're at now.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Melissa, thank you for that fabulous question, because you're right. I think so many of us, Barbara, are, you know, have these moments and sometimes decades of where we're feeling blocked from something that we know is our greater good, the greater good of humanity.
You know, I have those moments all the time, Melissa.
Yeah.
But what I've learned is that if I trust the process I'm in and keep affirming and choosing and resonating with the love, always.
Mm. So I would like you to say more about that, Barbara. I think that what you've just said is really important, because there's something that you added in there that talked about resonating with those that you love.
Yes.
I'd love for you to share more about that.
Well, you know, Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that the name, capital M, that we're gathered in is that essence of each person that is divine. And when you resonate, it means echoing back. And when you echo back to each other and see one another as that essence, it actually incarnates. And we call it the resonant field. And the resonant field of two or more is that echoing back of the highest in each until it stabilizes in your consciousness as to who you really are. And we can't do this alone. It's not the path of the lonely person just in meditation. It's in co-creation that we do this. And that means co-creation with the divine, co-creation with your own local self so you can get yourself aligned to your higher self, and then move on through joining others. And that's the key.
Okay. In all that you have done, you have identified a set of principles. What I would like to ask you about is this principle that we call trust. I think it's a word, you know, for me, my organizational research is on trust, and I think that there is a lot of confusion around it in terms of A, what it is, and B, what it means. And I would love for you to share the importance of that that principle.
Well, otherwise it's so easy to give up and feel a failure, but all you have to do is look at the billions of years of evolution, and if that doesn't give you some trust that out of nothing at all came everything that is, and that out of you, who is a part of that process, I have found when I deeply yearn for my own next step, when I yearn for it with all my heart, it's evolution yearning for it. It's not just me personally. It's the intention of creation. And so ultimately, in the most simple terms, it's faith in the God force. As the creative process of universe itself. And I'm not a traditional religious person, but I have profound faith in the process of creation that I'm an expression of and that everyone is an expression of.
Okay, so that being said, for those people that are looking at their lives, they're looking at a way of being, what would you say to them in order to encourage people? Because we're talking about sacred activism, and you know, there is in that statement, sacred activism, there is this idea of doing something, taking action, so to speak, right? So it's the difference, but you know, I think we're not talking about talking and intellectualizing about the evolution, are we?
No. I mean, the sacred activism, I think, comes from the experience of your own essence and your unique creativity being expressed in action in the world. So spiritual activism is actually the expression of spirit through action in particular initiatives that you feel called to do. And so it means you have to recognize your own essence and go within to find what attracts you to express. And that's more than just a project or a job. That's your essence revealed through action. And when you start to reveal your essence through action, you begin to feel joy. And joy is a compass here. I call it the compass of joy. You have to follow the compass of joy like little breadcrumbs along the path, and keep putting your attention on the flickers of joy and the flickers of freedom and the sense of deep purpose, and that'll be your guide.
Wow. I love that. I mean, your joy compass, because that really presents a visualization, Barbara, of where we put our attention and where we ought not to put our attention.
Right.
I mean, I think what you're saying is, you know, if you're feeling the joy, you know, you're pointed in the right direction.
That's right. And I have found that there's like an inner source of that joy that comes from the wellspring of creativity itself. And so in my life, I've had a prime vocation for many, many years of discovering and communicating evolutionary potential. So every time I put my attention on that life purpose, more is revealed to me, and I feel more joy. Mm-hmm. But I have to stabilize internally as the essence already here. so I'm not always reaching out for something. I am the something I'm reaching out for.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you so much for joining the show today. I'm just looking forward to hanging out with you this weekend, and of course Stephanie is looking forward to having lunch with you.
Good.
I would love for you to give out the telephone number again and the information regarding the upcoming call that you are going to have with Mary Manon Morrissey, and on May 10th and May 23rd. And also, I will put a link up on my website as well.
Thank you. Mary Manon Morrissey and I are doing the 7 codes that unlock our capacity to become co-creators of our world. At 6 p.m. on May 10th, and May 23rd, Pacific Time, the call-in number is 1-620-294-4040, and the passcode is 848-411-pound.
Okay, and I will give that number out tomorrow as well. I will put it up on my website. And thank you so much. In closing the show today, what would be your personal message from Barbara Marx Hubbard?
My personal message is your crisis, whatever you're facing, is your birth as a universal human, because you are born at the time of a planetary transformation. Your crisis is your opportunity to be born as a full potential self.
Oh, thank you. And if people want to find out more, can you share your website so people?
Yes, my website is barbaramarxhubbard.com.
All right. Thank you so much. And I'm sure, Barbara, you'll hook up with Stephanie somehow.
Yes, I'm sure I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining the show today. I really am looking forward to hanging out with you, as I said, and really spending some time in the work that you'll be doing at the upcoming Sacred Activism Conference.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Well, that was my interview with Barbara Marx Hubbard. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show right here on VoiceAmerica.com. Let me just talk a little bit about what Barbara and I were sharing. And again, let me give you her website so that you know how to check in and find out more about her work. You can go to evolve.org, and really take a look at the work that she has done. She truly is a pioneer. You know, I mentioned at the top of the show there was a moment at the Sacred Activism Conference, and I go to a number of conferences and tend to do remote broadcasts from there because I love doing that. The remote broadcasts are, let me tell you a little bit about it. What happens is we have this fabulous equipment. You can fit it in your carry-on luggage, and you can go to a remote place. And through a telephone line, you can connect to whatever radio station you're working with. As a matter of fact, we won an award at the end of last year for my interview with Houston Smith. And that interview, by the way, was as a result of a live broadcast hosted and sponsored by the one and only VoiceAmerica.com. And so there are many, many ways to plug in. So what I did was I did an interview with the speakers. Carolyn Mace was one of them, and of course, Barbara Marx Hubbard, and, of course, Jean Houston. But there was a moment in the interview. There was a point in time where Jean had just finished speaking in the interview. And Barbara was kind of waiting on the sidelines, sitting and waiting to come up next to speak and to participate in the interview. And as she started to do that, Jean began a conversation with her. And in this moment, there was this exchange of almost a century of wisdom that was shared between two people known as the pioneers in conscious evolution and social artistry and change. And as this conversation was being held, the people started to gather around and listening to this live interview. And what I walked away with from this interview was this hope of the future for who we are on this planet, for what's going on in our country right now, and for a way to connect with people all over the world to share in the flow of what our lives are about and to help people step into their power. Now, let me just briefly review conscious evolution from the way that Barbara Marx Hardwick talks about it. So if you want to break it down into really simple terms, conscious evolution means that we must improve our ability to use our powers ethically and effectively. That means consciously, to achieve a positive future. I'm going to say this again because this is important. And the reason that I'm talking about this is so as you move forward in your day, as you look at the world, you can use this definition as a blueprint. You can use this as a template to see if what's going on in life, you know, fits this description. And if it doesn't, then question it. I have in my room a quote that I'm going to read you in a minute. It's a quote from Walt Whitman. But let me give you this again. Conscious evolution means that we, not our government, not somebody next door, but we must improve our ability to use our powers ethically and effectively to achieve a positive future. The positive future is evolve. And so when Barbara talks about that and you move forward each and every day, what you want to be looking at is how does your life, you know, how are you busting through the crust, as we would say? How does your life reflect your ability to use the power that you have, use it ethically, use it effectively, and contribute to a positive future? Those are the questions, not just for yourself in the day-to-day things that you're doing, but for the world. You know, Oprah has a prayer. And, you know, her prayer, it talks about using each and every one of us for a purpose greater than oneself. And so it's about the wisdom to ask spirit, ask whatever practice you have that gets you in touch with the divine, you know, to connect you with your purpose, the purpose that is greater than anything else that you can possibly do for yourself in support of other people on the planet. And that's what I want to leave you with today in today's show. You're going to hear from us many, many ways to participate. We are launching on HealthyNet.com, www.HealthyNetRadio.com, on Monday mornings at 8 o'clock, right before Barbara Marx Hubbard. We are launching the Dr. Pat Show, the Street Smart Spirituality Hour. So that is a new concept. You will hear about crust busting. You will hear about what it means to be street smart, to embody street smart spirituality. And we have, in honor of your request, have found ways to extend the times that we will spend with you doing this show, the Dr. Pat Show. So, you know, the new website will be up. We'll check it out, www.thedrpatshow.com. I want to announce something else. We have launched the Gift a Day program. That means that we are giving away a gift a day on my Monday through Friday show out of Seattle. And, again, you can listen live over the Internet by going to www.thedrpatshow.com. We're also planning to launch that Gift a Day program to this show on Voice America in June. So make sure that you're part of our newsletter. Sign up again at the website. It's easy for you to sign up for the newsletter. You'll find out all about these events. You get discounts from all of our sponsors. And we have a lot of exciting things going on. Thanks to you all, the listeners. We're thrilled. By the end of June, we will be reaching close to 3 million listeners with our expansion. And we have you all to thank for that. This has been a fabulous, fabulous engagement right here on Voice America. We will continue to do this show. It's been absolutely a phenomenal platform for people to take their message out into the world. We're thrilled that Voice America as well will be launching a new website, and I understand that will be in June, www.voiceamerica.com. That is kind of, that is very cool. And they have a new channel, which is the Seventh Wave channel. And I believe Tacey Trump, my senior executive producer, has informed me that the Dr. Pat Show is on there. In the future, what can you look forward to? Well, you can look forward to listening to my interview with Marianne Williamson. You can look forward to listening to interviews with Dr. Richard Levine, Robert Kennedy Jr., Paul Ray, and many, many others. We have a full program planned, and again, the Gift Today program will be available to you all with an interface on the website. So we're thrilled to be bringing this program to you. We're absolutely honored to be part of this listening audience. And remember, conscious evolution, how are you invoking that in your life? This is Dr. Pat Basile. We will see you here next week with my interview with Marianne Williamson. Take care and make yourself a great day and bust through, get rid of that crust and live life full out.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.